family, friends, and fun is what we stand on. And we told you we had a family member coming by.
Yeah.
And he is here, the one and only Dietrich Haddon.
He Haddon, baby.
Wake up for everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Go ahead, Reverend.
I don't know the rest of this song, but it sounds real good, y'all.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to put you in the category with Marcus and my brother Major.
Yeah.
They know no words.
Oh, my God.
Know the first line. Songs you can't finish.
Except for, you know, they sprinkle.
Yeah.
They are the sprinkle singers. That's what I'm going to call y'all.
The sprinkle singers.
Uh-huh. What's happening?
Hey, I'm blessed. Good to be here. Good to be alive. I'm just glad to be in the number.
My hair growing. I'm looking
back
at
to
it.
My 7 days record.
I'm looking at it.
You're going back to the old days, Doc. Yeah, you know. It's growing out, you know.
It's growing. All right.
You know, when you go through a storm, your hair grows.
Are you dressed? What are you doing?
Yeah, I twist it.
I'm looking at it.
You wash it. You blow it out and twist it on.
Right.
Do it yourself.
I like money.
Yeah. These folks trying to get all your money. Just do it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Get your two hands and go ahead and get it in. Come on, man.
Well, Dietrich, what is the temperature on the moon?
Welcome back to Earth.
Don't hit me with a moon joke. Everybody got to do a moon joke.
We haven't seen you in years, brother.
Let me tell you something. I ain't on no moon no more. Gravity has brought me down. Gravity will bring you down.
Yeah, I just want to see your moon walk.
The world will bring you down.
Yeah.
Saints will bring you down. The church will bring you down. You trying to go to the moon?
We're glad you're back home, homie.
It's good, man. It's good to be here. Yeah. Good, you know.
Yeah.
God is good. And I'm excited, man. Yeah. You know, got a fresh vision, fresh anointing, you know, and we're doing it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this brand new single you're bringing to us today.
I don't know if y'all ready for the truth about this single.
Come on.
Honestly. I learned that people... Really, I learned that people are not ready for the truth or transparency.
Yeah.
You know, when you go there, what in the world? If I told you, a couple of years ago, I was in sin.
Yeah.
Singing,
I just want to make it to heaven.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to be free from sin.
Right.
And the
thing about it is, I went through something that made me walk away. I didn't fall. I walked away. I went on war. I went on a war against God. I was so upset because I didn't believe that, you know, something, you know, like that can happen to me when I've dedicated my entire life to the kingdom, advancing the kingdom. Since I was 10 years old, preaching since I was 10 years old.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so when you go through something like that, you know, your mind. You're like, you know, you kind of lose your mind for a minute. And I actually lost my mind for a minute. But thank God for his mercy and grace. He brought me back, you know. And it was in that moment of repentance. And see, what people, that repentance is something that's powerful and it's something you're going to need because, let me tell you something, if you don't have that, the Bible says it's going to be a great falling away.
Yeah.
And I experienced how that can happen, how you can be so hurt from people and things that happen in life that you say, I don't care nothing about church, singing no gospel music. Mm-hmm. I don't care nothing about none of it. I'm just trying to live.
Yeah.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I felt that. I experienced how you can be so hurt that you say, I don't want to do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was in a moment when I realized, okay, wait a minute. You got an anointing on your life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People are following you all over the world, from Africa to Japan. These people are listening to you. Now, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And the then Holy
God,
Ghost.
And then, you know, you got to put it in perspective.
Yeah.
God didn't change.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at all.
Oh, that's a good point. That's so good because it just came to my mind that God should not be judged for the things that people,
there
that man
go.
Do. We get it twisted. You don't reverse it on God. You don't reverse it on people.
Mm. Right.
Because you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Right.
It's one thing to quote these scriptures, man, but when you face with it, you got to apply it.
You got to live it.
Or you will be somewhere after you done preached and sang all over the world, somewhere on the street, walking the street, talking to yourself.
We know somebody that is. I'm telling you.
But by the grace of God, I'm telling you, when you have an assignment on your life, God won't allow. He won't allow you to go down.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing won't allow you to go down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and he used those situations to teach you and raise you up. And you, though, even though you got your audience and people following you, you still have room to grow.
Yeah.
Oh, and every day.
Yeah. And when storms and trials come, it only come to show you your weakness and your strength.
Right. Mm.
See what you need to work on. You know, see what you need to work on. And I was there. And this song, I'm telling you, I was in a place of repentance. I said, Lord, just have your way. I'm done. I'm not going to fight it is what it is. Yeah. I'm doing your will.
And we're going to talk about repentance on the other side of this song. Right now, Dietrich Hatton, Have Your Way, Lord, at 25 past the hour.
Have your way. Have your way in me, yeah. Can I be transparent for a minute? Some of those rumors that you heard are complicated. I'm not a perfect man, I can read it. But it's covered by the blood I've been forgiven. When I think of things I've done, I shake my head. If it wasn't for your mercy, I'd be dead.
Dietrich Hatton, Have Your Way.
You can have your way. You can have your way.
Have your way.
You can have your way. You can have your way.
That's Marcus's way of saying he likes that.
That's
Marcus's way of saying he likes
that's
that.
That's hot, man.
Glory to God.
I had a conversation with Jeff Grant. Hey, Jeff Grant, I know you're listening. I love you so much. The reason I like the song is because it's open.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
We try to act like we've never been there.
But guess what? We're not worried about that.
We're not doing that. And
see, if you do a renewal of the mind, you understand there will always be those who are distractions and detractors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Eh, come on. Mm-hmm. You got those.
Right.
But who am I really trying to get this message to?
Who are you called to?
I am called to the people who hurt like I hurt.
Yes. Yes. That's
who
it.
Need God like I need mm-hmm. God on a daily basis.
Who messed up and feel like they're too far gone.
Who messed up and feel like I can never come back.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what this song is for.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of doing gospel music the way we do gospel music.
Yeah.
We have the answer.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's, you know, it put things in perspective. That is really why I chose to sing gospel. I didn't choose to sing gospel music because they didn't want me to sing secular. Somebody shut the door in my face and said, you can't do it. As a matter of fact, I turned down three secular deals when I was a kid, when I was young.
Right.
I did this because God called me to it.
Right.
And sometimes God have to allow you to go through some things so you can remember your first call.
Yeah. Yep.
See, now it ain't about, I don't care if I don't ever get an award. Y'all don't have to say my name. I just want to sing my song and touch people that I know that's hurting.
There's
people that's out there that's really hurting
Trust
and they need
us.
To know that there's somebody out there that understand where they are.
Right. Yeah. And tell the truth about it.
And speak the truth. In this generation, it's all about truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't come to them with and the Lord of no. And we know the Lord because we have him on the inside, so we bring him to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you have to break it down because Lil Wayne say so and so,
yep.
Nicki Minaj say so and so, but
stronger.
I need to know what God says.
Yeah. I know the Lord, but what do God have to say about this stuff I just went through or this hell that's going on in my house?
Right. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the importance of the ministry of reconciliation, because I hear the word redeem, I hear the word restoration, but the importance of the ministry of reconciliation.
You know, that's a really tough thing, because when you've been hurt deep, people have to understand that the healing is a process. Because you can forgive somebody, but those wounds still have to heal. And that's what people don't understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned just recently, see, God's been working on me with this forgiveness thing.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And I've been calling everybody, oh, forgive me and I forgive you. I mean, when God break you down, he will break a brother down.
Yeah.
But I learned that forgiveness has no strings attached to it.
Say that again.
It has no conditions to it.
That's right.
When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He meant it. He meant all of us that would mess up a bunch of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He thought about us all.
Yeah.
There was no strings attached. I used to think that forgiveness, you know, as long as you're doing what you should be doing, the way you should be doing it, you know, you hurt me and you better act right now because I forgave you.
Right.
And if you cut up again, I'm coming after you again.
Right,
That's not forgiveness.
That's not
forgiveness. Right. What is that?
Right.
That's the devil.
Street.
Yeah. That's some old Detroit stuff. it comes out.
Yeah.
That little Detroit street thing.
It comes out.
You got to rebuke it. You know?
Yeah.
But forgiveness has no strings attached to it, really.
Well, if you want to talk to Dietrich, you actually can. 888-965-0440. We're talking redemption. We're talking reconciliation. We're talking forgiveness. And Lord, just help.
Just have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way.
See, that's what I was waiting for the single.
Have
now, the single is on iTunes, right?
I don't think not yet.
Not yet?
But today you can go online to DietrichHattonRed.com and just listen to it on YouTube.
And listen to it on YouTube. Yeah.
When is the CD going to come out?
I believe it's in July. We're getting a head start. We're
going
to really try to work this one.
Oh, sounds good.
There's some good music on there. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
All right.
He had to sit still then, homie.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Talk about homie.
In a matter of minutes with more of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show and D. Hatton.
He's back from the
He's back, Marcus.
He's Shut up,
you knew it.
He didn't take his space shuttle hat off.